The 2010 numbers show African-American students with an average ACT composite score of 16, compared to 23 for white students. In recent years, the difference has been just over 5 points. This year's 7-point spread concerns ACT representative Ed Colby.
The difference between African-American and Caucasian in terms of average ACT score is the largest it's been, as far as I can tell, ever.
African-Americans in Wisconsin have also generally tested around 17 for an average ACT composite score. Colby says the full point drop this round may very well be because, for the first time, the Milwaukee public school system required all of its graduates to take the standardized test.
When you include 100% of students compared to college-bound students, you're looking at a much wider range of academic preparation in terms of those students. So you're including students who might not have even considered the idea of going to college included in the testing pool, as compared to just students who were hoping, at least, to go on to post-secondary education.
31% more African Americans in Wisconsin took the ACT compared to last year. A spokesman for the State Department of Public Instruction says while a large achievement gap exists between white and black students, the DPI has adopted what's called the Common Core State Standards for English, Language Arts, and Math. The goal is to implement those standards in school districts to boost student performance. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.